listener production.
Morning, I'm Amy Ross. Bonza's turbulent week continues, with administrators saying they're not in a position to process or issue refunds at this time. It comes as the airline cancelled flights until at least Friday and slid into voluntary administration on Tuesday. Federal Transport Minister Catherine King says any government bailout seems unlikely, while Mallee MP Anne Webster's hoping the airline can be saved, saying its presence in Sunraysia has made air travel more affordable.
People who are in this region have just as much right to be able to fly the kind of distances that we're talking about for the same kind of prices that those who live in Melbourne and Sydney and pay.
Westpac's promised to extend a moratorium on closing regional branches for at least another 3 years has been welcomed by the finance sector union. The commitment also extends to its Bank of Melbourne affiliates. FSU National Secretary Julia Angrisano says it's an overdue change of heart.
We've been calling on Westpac and indeed all the big four banks across the industry to stop closing branches for some time. Westpac in particular, they have aggressively closed hundreds of branches over the past few years.
And Bendigo is one of the next stops for Women for Elections workshops aimed at increasing female representation in politics. It'll be held next Tuesday, and while the region is already well represented with Jacinta Allen as the Premier, CEO Leisha Heath says it doesn't just apply to those chasing a career as an MP.
An A to Z of how you would run a political campaign, from the time commitment and financial commitment to how you might present on radio or how you might fundraise for a political campaign. So we make what's currently very opaque more transparent.
Victory for the Bendigo Strikers, the side having its third win in the Victorian Netball League last night over Melbourne Uni, the score 53-51.